Did you and your husband have very many family members that were close during those war, during the war years?
Well, he had a sister and a brother. One was in Texas, and one was in Michigan. And they weren't really close because it was that far away. But every year, when we either went to Texas, one year we went to Texas, and the next year we went to Michigan. And that was my husband's vacation, to see them. And that's about as close as we could get. We sent them Christmas presents and that and everything, but other than that was, you know.
What about your family?
Well, of course, I have... I'm close to my family, and I still am. What still alive?
Were there very many around in the area that you could visit with and spend time with?
Well, see, I was living in Long Beach at the time, and some of them were out here in Garden Grove, and that's long distance on the phone, and you have your transportation, and you could go in when you wanted to, and I feel like I was always close enough to my family.
What kinds of things would you and your husband and your daughter do during those years?
Well, we would fix a picnic lunch and maybe go to Lake Elsinore or here and there, but nothing exciting, really. The only trips we ever took was, like you say, Michigan and Texas. He didn't like to drive, and he did shift work, which was, you couldn't always do this and do that, you know.
What about your daughter? What kinds of things?
Well,
what did she do?
Well, she had her friends, and of course my husband worried about something happening to her so bad that she didn't really do a whole lot as much as some children would do. And she only went when we went, really. And of course she graduated from high school and got a job at Buffum's, and she started working, and she was working there when her stepfather died.
Did you have women friends during the war years that you spent time with?
No, I never did. I never spent time with them because I felt like I had to be home with her, and of course after she grew older, went to work, that was something else.
Were you able then to do things that you didn't do before?
Well, I took a few trips after I retired. And I thought of a lot of things I would do, but I just didn't do it. I'm not one to travel so much like some people.
As the war began to wind down, what were your expectations about what you would do when it was over? If it was over.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think would happen to your job?
Well, of course, I still had a job. I decided to retire. And I just decided that, well, I had been on a sick leave, and I thought, well, I worked at Douglas 21 years, and I worked before that. And I thought I had worked enough time in my life, and I thought if you haven't saved enough for that time, you know, be kind of rough, but I thought I could manage, which I have.
What about during the war? During, you know, 1945 came around, and what did you think would happen when the war ended? What did you think you would do?
Well, 1945, mm-hmm. The war was over, and I got laid off.
Did you think that would happen before it did? Well, did you know that you would be laid off at some point?
Yes, I was understood, you know. And it didn't bother me any, you know. I knew it was going to happen. And it would have to happen, see. But at the time, I never knew, didn't know my husband would only live so long and all of that. I just, those things happened, and I had to get a job, and everything worked out real good. I liked the job. Oh, it was one thing with me. Every job they put me on, everything I had to do, I made a point to learn it. Even if I didn't like it, I learned it.
How was your life different for you right after your job ended in 1945? What was that like?
Well, as I say, we got the unemployment. And, well, I just went on staying home and not working because I got laid off. That was the end of it. So I went on my usual thing of being a housewife and mother and whatever.
How did it feel to not have to go to work 8 hours a day?
Well, I didn't mind it a bit because I had managed working and everything. That didn't bother me a bit. And I've always been able to live with things like that.
What was the process that you went through to get unemployment? I mean, how did you know?
We have to go down and apply for it.
How did you know that you would be eligible for unemployment?
Well, that's understood. You work and you pay into it, and you receive it, which I did, and you get your unemployment according to how much you earned. So that was understood. That never worried me any. And I went down, and every week we got it, and same amount. You didn't have to answer a whole lot of questions. So you got it, and I went on from there.
During those years before your husband died and you were at home, did you get involved in activities that maybe you hadn't been able to while you were working? Did you go back to the PTA, for instance?
Well, I didn't get into too much. I didn't get into any clubs or anything. I might as well pass away because I had things to do, and I did it. And it was just like it was before I went to work, you know. Just take a couple where I left off.
Did you talk much about your job to your daughter?
Well, yes. Like I used to tell my husband to come home from work, and I could talk that way because I worked. But anyway, I'd come home from work, and I'd complain about the people weren't working and getting their pay. And one day he said to me, he says, you know, I wish you'd quit trying to win that war all by yourself. And so that was the end of that. He never heard that again. But it was really funny. And it probably was true. But I was conscientious and feel like they were getting paid. They should.